Hey Knicks fans, tonight we have a very special episode for you all. We're going to touch on the preseason performances and give our predictions for the 2024-2025 season. It's in a couple of days. Let's do it.
Let's run that intro.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered.
Puts up a three. Bang! Bang! He ties the game!
Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's going on, Knicks Nation? We are back doing a live podcast. This is episode 83 of the Knicks Nation podcast. Appreciate every single one of you tuning in tonight on this Sunday evening. Knicks basketball is quickly approaching. Preseason is over. The New York Knicks finished 4-1 during their preseason stint, losing their last game to the Washington Wizards. A lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We give our final predictions, what we think we will see within this Knicks team, Chris. Let's get into it. But Chris, what's up, man? It's been a minute.
It's been a while, but feeling good, man. You know, here you can see I'm ruining my Mets tonight, facing elimination. So got that in the back of my brain, but I'm happy to be talking Knicks, man. How are you tonight?
I'm good, man. Knicks basketball is in. Look, today's a busy day. I mean, you got football Sunday. The Liberty's trying to win an NBA championship, and the Mets are trying to advance. Yankees advance to the World Series. Knicks play the Celtics coming up here. It's a busy time. October is a crazy month, but you know, all in all, I'm excited to talk some Knicks, man. A lot of stuff to talk about tonight, Chris. You know, yeah. I guess we can start with the news. So some news came out today. Precious Achiuwa is out 2 to 4 weeks, hamstring strain. He strained it versus the Washington Wizards. Funky little injury. Tried going up, I think, for a dunk and grabbed his hamstring. And yeah, he's almost out. They're predicting a month. So that is going to be a major blow right off the bat. I mean, we've been talking about, you know, the Knicks depth, and you know, that's kind of been like the talk around the NBA. Shamit goes down with the shoulder. Precious goes down with the hamstring. Knicks wave Shamit. Yeah, so that stinks. Precious, get well soon, man. Damn.
Yeah, look, we were hoping Precious was going to be that, you know, kind of stopgap, right, for that center power forward spot, and now he's gone. So just like that, you know, our depth already is being challenged. And Landry Shamit, man, you know, goes down with what I believe is a dislocated shoulder. Hopefully won't require surgery. I'm assuming that's what the Knicks are hoping for as well. So we don't know how that situation is going to shake out for us. But, yeah, man, right off the bat, not really what you want, right? Your depth being tested right away, which has been a concern for some Knicks fans out there.
It has been. It has been a concern. But, you know, we've seen great things out of, you know, Hook Porty, Tyler Kolek had some good games. Pacome Dadier, the Pac-Man. Hey, impressed me. Last couple of preseason games, he's looked good. 19 years old. Hey, now, watch out. I don't know if Thibs is going to, you know, have it in him to play him. But, I mean, with all of these injuries, come on, Thibs. Just give him some daddy A in game one.
I don't think it's far from the possibility. I mean, if you saw who he was running out with, you know, in the last preseason game, you had Jalen Brunson out there with daddy A. So they definitely took a hard, long look at how Daddy A was going to play, you know, with guys like Jalen Brunson, with Carl Anthony Towns, I believe he was out there as well. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, in my opinion. You know, a lot of the rooks played well. Tyler Kolek also played well. So, you know, do you want your rookies, per se, playing this early? Probably not when you were expected to have your vets out there, but could be valuable experience, you know, down the road for us.
Very valuable experience for them, and I'm happy that they, you know, they've showed growth in the preseason. Hook Porty too. Look, I think Hook Porty is gonna crack this rotation. I truly do. I think I personally said that he's played better, in my opinion, than Jericho Sims. But now you're gonna need these guys with Precious down. You know, the rotation is kind of, you know, I don't really know where Tom Thibodeau goes. Does the Sims is gonna play? Does he go small and play Kolek, does Dadier get some time? Does Okporty definitely get in there? Does he go 8-man rotation? Does he go 9-man rotation? You know, I don't know who steps up. And I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. But my guess is that, you know, they go some Kolek, some Okporty, depending on the matchup. And then he just goes from there. It depends how they play, and you know, it depends how Jericho Sims plays. But yeah, the Precious Achiuwa news, it stinks. It truly does. You know, Mitchell Robinson gone till January. Precious now 2 to 4 weeks, and we all know how hamstring injuries can be tricky. But you know, hey, injuries happen. Like Jalen Brunson says, no excuses. Next man up. We got guys that are ready. I'm not worried.
I'm not too worried. Only because you look, it's early. You know, season hasn't even begun. But again, not really what you want. But
yeah,
I'd rather have it happen early. You know, and as long as it's not some major injury where he's out for the season, we'll be okay. You know, I do think ultimately Jericho Sims is going to be in that mix for at least Precious minutes, just because, you know, we've heard all the reports. The team is behind him. No matter how bad he looks out there, it seems, you know, he's still going to get those minutes, in my opinion, because he's that break glass player, like we always say, right?
Yeah. Yes, he is. All right. So I guess now we can talk about the Josh Hart comments. So Josh Hart, a couple of days ago, right after the Wizards game, he pretty much came out and said that he's pretty much lost on the offensive end. He says, quote, "I'm lost. I have no idea. There's a couple of days before Boston. So whether that's trying to get a rhythm with the starting unit or we give somebody else a look, and my role changes and comes off the bench and we go with that unit." So, you know, we all know Josh Hart to be kind of outspoken with his words. He really doesn't have a filter, and I personally love that. But Chris, during these preseason games, Josh Hart just has looked absolutely lost. And he only scored one bucket during these whole preseason games. And, you know, after one preseason game, I was like, okay, it's just one game. Then after two, I was like, you know, it's just two games. Then they rested. And then he just doesn't look right with the starters. And then, you know, a lot of Knicks fans, including myself, you know, we went to, you know, kind of, we were thinking about it. And, you know, I personally want Deuce to start now, especially with Precious Achiuwa going down. You kind of need the rebounding off the bench. You kind of need, you know, some spark off the bench. But Chris, I mean, when you saw Josh Hart's comments, what did you think? Where do you think the Knicks go? Do you feel like Tom Thibodeau just leaves him in there? It's, you know, it didn't look right, but I don't know.
Well, knowing how the media and the fan base is in New York, I was like, why say that? Why say I'm lost? But that's Josh Hart, right? Like you mentioned, he has no filter. Personally, you know, we've heard it all the time. Josh Hart is not a practice player. You know, he doesn't practice things like that. I think preseason is just one big practice for him. And I think come regular season, you know, he's going to lock in. That's when he's going to lock in. You're going to see a more motivated Josh Hart, in my opinion. And look, they added some big pieces to this team, and it's going to take some time for them to gel. And I think Josh is just trying to find his spots, you know? Like, where does he attack? Where does he do, you know, the things that he does best? So it's a little bit of a different dynamic having Kat here now. So, and Mikhail at that. So I think that's just what it is. It's going to be a little bit of growing pains, you know, with this team.
So you're not going to change it, the starting five? In your mind, no, you don't want to change it?
I'm not changing. I'm leaving him right where he's at. I think, again, I feel like he can help on the boards, even though I could understand what you're saying by putting him on the bench, because giving that energy off the bench is valuable. But I think the way we saw our bench play in the preseason, kind of, I want to see more of that, you know? I think the bench will be fine, especially if you're staggering a Mikal Bridges, you know, or an OG and an Obi with that group. I think they'll be fine.
I don't know. Like, I've been thinking about this, and I kind of want to see Deuce start. I really do. Because, you know, Hart, we know him to be this hesitant shooter. Like, a lot of times during the preseason, Knicks have passed it to him, and he's just been hesitant. And that's just how Josh Hart. But I think Josh Hart will thrive on the bench. I truly do. And we've seen the Jalen Brunson, Deuce McBride lineups, And essentially, if you have Brunson, McBride, will the Knicks be small in that regard? Yeah, they will be. But I think offensively, we would be a juggernaut. You know, you have five guys on the floor who can shoot the three at a high level. We'll talk about Bridges in a second. But he's not shooting a three at a high level right now currently. Hopefully he snaps out of it. But you give that, you know, Brunson, Deuce, Bridges, and an Obi, Cat, all five of those guys can hit the three. I'm not saying Josh Hart can't, but last year was a down year for him in terms of shooting the three. But putting Hart back on the bench, now with, you know, Precious out of the mix for the first 4 weeks, I don't know. I think, you know, that kind of gives him a defined role. If he's saying this now, after preseason, he's lost. He doesn't know what he's doing on the court. If he's saying this now, and I know it, things will take time. Things will progress as the season goes on. You know, I don't want to be too reactionary, but I've seen already what Deuce McBride alongside Brunson looks like. And I know taking McBride off that bench and putting him with the starting five, does that kind of weaken the bench a little bit? Yeah, offensively.
Definitely. But
I don't know. To me, you start your five best guys, right? And, hey, Deuce is going to pop this year, man. He is. I feel it.
Yeah, I get it. But you say go back, you know, start your five best guys. And I think Josh Hart, you know, is one of the guys in that group, in my opinion. You know, I just think what he brings as far as his hustle, the grit, the defense, obviously, and his rebounding and the way he pushes the tempo after rebounds. I think that's just, you want that with that starting unit, in my opinion. You know, I understand the bench, but let's be real. You know, I think you're going to see the starters out there, you know, a lot more than most of the bench pieces out there, you know, with the exceptions of Campaign and Deuce McBride, you know, those type of guys. You're going to see the starters out there for majority of the minutes. So I think it's, you know, I think sometimes we give a little bit too much, you know, thought into the bench, in my opinion. But I think Josh Hart is where he should be right now in the starting lineup, considering the moves the Knicks have just made.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, we'll see. Knicks can shock us a little bit with this starting lineup versus Boston. Appreciate every single one of you tuning in tonight. Appreciate every single one of you in the chat tonight. Jabroni says, I'm not concerned with Josh. He'll play better off the bench. Once everyone is healthy, I want Precious starting at the four. It puts everyone back at their natural positions and strengths on the bench. Then Crazy Giant Fan says, with Precious out, start Deuce. Bridges struggling too. We could use scoring from Deuce and the backup four energy from Josh Hart. A lot of different ways where the Knicks can go with this. And I think with this Precious Achiuwa injury now, you know, 2 to 4 weeks, I think that it kind of gives them an option. I think it kind of forces their hand a little bit to kind of put Josh Hart off the bench, but I could be totally wrong. You know, I don't know. I just want to see Deuce McBride in that starting lineup, Chris. So I just love
you, Deuce. And a lot of Knicks fans. Lot of Knicks fans. I mean, look, I wouldn't hate it either, because obviously we all saw what Deuce did last year, but
yeah,
especially in the playoffs. So I wouldn't hate it, but I do think that would be a major hit to the bench unit.
Yeah, it would be. But, hey, injuries happen. So, hopefully, Precious Achiuwa can get back in time. And we just have to wait and see regarding that. You know, Josh Hart, I hope that he can get it together with the starting lineup if, you know, Tom Thibodeau decides to keep starting him. All right, Chris. Mikal Bridges. Let's go over to Mikal Bridges. Mr. Mikal. Last game wasn't really a kind game for Mikal Bridges in terms of shooting the basketball. I think he in the preseason was 2-19 from three, not good at all. Reports this summer that he was kind of changing his shot a little bit, kind of has an hitch in his shot. I don't know why he's deciding to change his shot, but Chris, are you concerned with Mikal, or is it just like he just has to get his shot going and then he'll be fine?
I mean, it's kind of weird with Mikal Bridges because he's shooting the mid-range pretty decently. He's still hitting free throws. It's just the three ball exclusively where things are a little bit funky. Not sure why he's changing his shot all of a sudden. I don't think that's something you'd want, especially you know, I what I say is a big year. You know, you coming over from the Nets, you're trying to compete for a championship. Why tinker with something that was working? But look, he's the professional, not me, so I'll leave that to him. But am I concerned? I'm a little bit concerned, man. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, shoot poorly. It's another thing to go 2 of 19, basically, you know, on a lot of looks that, let's be real, were pretty wide open. So I am a little bit concerned, but I'm hoping it's just, you know, something that he corrects come regular season, whether that's going back to the original way he was shooting the ball or not. I don't know, but I'm a little concerned. I can't lie.
Defensively, he had a couple of good showings, especially that game. I forgot who they were playing, but with OG Anunoby and him, they were clicking defensively. Look, Knicks gave a lot for Mikal Bridges. A lot of first-round picks along with Bogdanovich. Knicks gave a lot of stuff for Mikal. But I personally, I don't understand why he keeps trying to change his shot, Chris. It was working so well for him in Phoenix. I think one year he shot a career-best 42% from three. Last year with the Nets, I think it was like 38, 37% from three. This year, like I said, it just seems like he has like a hitch to it. There was a report that came out, forgot who it was, that, you know, he's tried to change his shot, you know, multiple times. So, you know, I think Mikal, we're going to see the New York Knicks try to get him more involved offensively with the bench unit, whether that's with Deuce or whether that's with Josh Hart. We saw it a little bit versus the Washington Wizards where he stayed in the game and you had, you know, Campaign in there running the show. They were running some actions with Mikal, and that can kind of get him going offensively. And I think we're going to see a lot of that. But I think with everybody, I truly do think it's going to take some time gelling. And it doesn't, when you subtract Randall, Hartenstein, Dante, am I missing somebody? Three major pieces, right?
Yeah, that's.
And then you add Cat, Mikal to the mix with the whole new bench lineup. Now we're Precious gone. It's going to take some time, man. And I'm willing to be patient. I am, because ultimately I do think this will click in the end, but it will take some time. But do the Knicks, the first 10 games, Chris, tough, you know,
yeah.
And tough. First game versus Boston, you know, a lot of people are going to be judging them after that game, which is not going to be fair, but I'm not like my concernometer, I guess, with Mikal Bridges, if you were to give me out of like 10, would be like a 2 right now. Like, I'm not, maybe even a 1. Like, I know it's, that's just my opinion.
I don't know. It's a little bit higher for me, man. I'll say like a 4. I'll say like a 4 only what? Because.
Really?
Only because he's looked pretty bad from 3. I mean, look, we're counting on this guy to, you know, kind of give us some of the output that we're going to be missing from Dante.
Yeah.
You know? From Dante DiVincenzo, who's lighting it up for Minnesota during the preseason. So, you know, when I put it under that microscope, I'm like, that's not what we want, you know. And the majority of his shots are going to be wide open 3-point shots, in my opinion, at the corners or whatever it be from, you know, whatever actions Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns are running. So, you know, but again, it's preseason, you know, the season hasn't even started. It's a little bit of an overreaction on my part, but I'm a little bit concerned about that, you know. But like you mentioned, and like we've said multiple times, it's just going to take time for this team to gel, and it's not going to happen, you know, with a handful of preseason games. It's not going to happen probably within the first 5 regular season games, but we've seen a lot of good and we've seen some bad. So that's going to be part of the growing pains with this team going forward.
Yeah, it is. I agree. Crazy Giant fan, appreciate the super chat, man. Much appreciate the super chat to you, sir. And but yeah, going back to Mikal, it's just he has to be better than Dante was last year. He has to be. And the thing is, Dante was so good for us last year. I don't think he can match Dante's output in terms of his threes, Dante's threes. But he has to be a little bit better than Dante in terms of mid-range stuff. Defensively, obviously, we know him to be good defender. As he was getting lost sometimes during the last game versus the Wizards, but Mikal Bridges, that is. But he has to be better than Dante in order for this, you know, thing to click. And it will click. I truly believe that. Mike says, Mike brings up a good point. What's going on, Mike Woods? If you guys notice, it's only when he has time is when his shot looks a little off. But when he shoots in rhythm, it looks good. He hits some middies and they look good. When he takes his time, it's bad. Mike, I did notice that. I was going through Mikal Bridges' tape a little bit. And when he was wide open, that's when you have that little hitch. But when the Knicks ran him off a curl, I think it was the beginning of the second quarter, they went right to Mikal Bridges. I think it was like a little bit at the free throw line. His shot looked good. Like he shot it in motion, no hitch. Like, why can't you just do that when you're open? Like, I feel like I said this during the post game, and I feel like Mikal is kind of thinking too much. Yeah. I think he wants to do everything right. And I think it's a new situation, new team. I truly do think he's thinking too much out there. And it's going to take him some time to adjust to everything as well as, you know, Cat and everyone. But just relax, man. Just play your game. You're a great player. Shoot it when you're open. Don't do that hitch. That's ugly, man. I'm sorry. That shot is ugly.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that's exactly what it is. He has time to think. And yeah, sometimes when you have time to think, you just overcomplicate things. So, you know, I know he'll figure it out. I have no doubt he will figure it out. It's just, you know, obviously, you know, that Mikal Bridges is going to be under a microscope for what the Knicks gave up for him, for all the scrutiny that was that trade. And basically, you know, they're not going to judge him off the preseason, whether we won or lost that trade per se. Or but, you know, that's going to be the talk if he looks terrible, you know, let's say for the first half of the season or something, which I doubt, but, you know, I think he'll be all right.
I will be too. And it's not just him that, you know, shot the ball. Cat was 4-23 from three during the preseason too. And Mikal was 2-19 from three during the preseason. And, you know, we know Cat to be an elite 3-point shooter. I'm not really concerned about that. And Cat was playing really well. The thing I love about Cat, Chris, is that he was playing really well in spite of his bad shooting performances. Double digit rebounding in his last three preseason games. Just looked great, you know, and just his shot was off and he was still giving us 20 to 25 points a game. So those would eventually go in. But yeah, like Tony says in the chat, when Mikal, got to understand the Knicks may have made a lot of changes and they're coming into the season with a completely different lineup and guys off the bench. It's definitely going to take 25 to 30 games. I wouldn't be surprised. And, you know, I'm personally giving it like 10 to 15 games and I'll kind of like judge them on how they look. But you're going to have no precious, like the rotations are kind of going to be funky in the beginning part of the season. No Mitch. I know Mitch is kind of like been a thing around here, but when he comes back, everything's going to be different. So, you know, but like Brunson says, no excuses. And I truly do think Mikal will snap out of it. I truly do. Come versus Boston, Chris, if he comes out and shoots 4 of 8 from three and, you know, wins us the game or, you know, is a valuable reason why we won the game, no one's going to care about his preseason performances. It's going to be like out the window, right? So, yeah, things take time. I'm not.
Yeah, it's going to take. Yeah. It's definitely going to take time. And with Cat, you know, I'm not concerned about Cat. He's going to have those games where he just can't hit a shot for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he recognizes those things early and just, you know, tries to be more of a post up player in those type of games where he doesn't have a shot. Mm-hmm. But Cat, I'm not worried about him.
Yeah, I'm not. The shooting, I'm not worried about either. Mike Woods says, I think once he deployed with that second unit, he'll be fine because he looked potentially deadly with them. I'm excited about that. And y'all see what I'm saying about OG now. Diet Kawhi Leonard. Yeah, OG Anunoby looks absolutely incredible out there. I mean, he looks – there's been times where I'm like, oh, is that Kawhi Leonard out there? I mean, he looks carbon copy, man. I mean, his jump shooting and – his defense is a lead. I mean, he's mid-season form, OG Anunoby, you know, and yeah, it, with him, it's just staying healthy. I mean, it seems like he's the one in the starting lineup. Him and Brunson are, like, ready to go. Like, Cat 2 is ready to go. But OG Anunoby, like, he can fit with anybody. You could put, like, four guys off the street with Anunoby, and he'll just he'll will them to win in a pickup game. That's how good Anunoby is. So
yeah. Anunoby looks, like you said, he's in tip-top shape already. He's ready to go. Yeah. Defense is there. He's still creating for himself offensively. You know, he looks good. He looks good. We were all saying he looks kind of out of shape, but, you know, maybe he just added some muscle. Who knows? But he definitely looks like he's ready to go, and the health is going to be key. And we're seeing it early with the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
We're already being tested. Our depth is being tested. Hopefully OG Anunoby has one of those, you know, 75 games of just good health and stays healthy come playoff time. So that's going to be huge for us. And yeah, man, Jalen Brunson looks like he also is just mid-season form already. So that's what you want, my opinion. That's what you want. That's what we need from all these guys. But again, sounding like a broken record, new pieces take time to gel.
Yeah. Yeah, Jabroni said it in the chat, the 2011 Heat started 9-8 and won 58 games. So, yeah.
That's crazy.
Give me, you know, it's going to take time. I have a poll in the YouTube chat, 48 votes. How far do you think the New York Knicks will go this season, this year? First round, second round, Eastern Conference Finals, or the NBA Finals? Chris, would you be surprised if the New York Knicks took a step back this season based on all the new pieces? And if they did, would you be upset?
I think I would be surprised simply because I think this team is good enough to get, you know, at a minimum to the Eastern Conference Finals, in my opinion. You know, I know we're saying it's going to take time for them to gel and, you know, maybe that costs us a game here and there. But you can't deny this team the talent. When you have Jalen Brunson, you have Josh Hart, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Karl-Anthony Towns. Down the road, you're going to have Mitchell Robinson back. You know, you got Deuce McBride, Campaign. You know, those players in themselves, I think, are more than enough to make a good run. So I would be pretty upset on I would be shocked if the Knicks did not at least get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
So it's Eastern Conference Finals or bust, in your opinion?
Yes.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it is.
Yeah.
That's why we made the moves we made, you know?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. I think, you know, they have to make it past the two rounds. And I know they take the season seriously. Some teams don't really value the season. You have the 76ers already planning back-to-back days off. Paul George is already hurt. And Embiid's already, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what – I don't care, though. But I truly do think the Knicks have to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals this year. Otherwise, it's like you kind of – I know it depends how it looks, too. Like, it depends how it looks. I don't want to just put that blanket statement out there. But I think they have to make it past the two rounds. We've been kind of knocking at the door for two seasons ago, almost beat the Miami Heat, didn't. Last year, injuries. Okay, no excuses. We would have beat the Indiana Pacers if OG Anunoby didn't get hurt. Okay, we didn't. This year, you know, I think you got to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. And it will take time. And that's what the regular season is for. But when it's all said and done, I really want the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals, Chris. And I feel like if they don't make it, I wouldn't call it a failure. I'll be really disappointed. Because you gave up a lot of assets, you know, and yeah. So
that's you always wanna take at the least one step forward, right? And in my opinion, going back to, you know, like you said, we should have won that Pacers series if not for the OG Anunoby's health. And I think the Knicks have done a pretty good job trying to get around that, you know? So we add Mikal Bridges, who's supposed to be kind of like, if you want to look at it that way, he can be kind of a safety net for OG Anunoby in case he goes down. You still have an elite defender out there, you know, kind of gives you a backup plan in a sense for that. So I think, again, and it all depends, like you said, how it looks, you know, it's going to be barring health for sure. But I think it's Eastern Conference Finals or bust, because that's the goal. The goal is to win a championship. And honestly, once we got Karl-Anthony Towns in here, and we saw what it could be, everybody's thinking championship, you know? We got the pieces to match up with a Boston and play like a Boston, you know? So in my opinion, Eastern Conference Finals or better.
LV, what's going on? I appreciate you in the chat. I think the Knicks are going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Likewise, you know, I think once everything clicks, Mikal, I think, is going to be a huge, valuable piece for us. I think Mikal, I think, you know, he can average 20 to 25 points a game, and I truly do think that will open up a lot. If you get Mikal Bridges going, get his shot going, obviously OG doing his thing, Cat and Brunson seem like they're already forming chemistry. I think Jalen Brunson will have a career year in terms of assists this year, simply due to the fact that, you know, he has a big man that can stress the floor now. And we saw a little bit of slip passes from JB. I think he can be in top three MVP conversation. That's just my opinion. Am I a biased Knicks fan? Okay, I don't care. But, I mean, he gets better every year. He does.
Yeah.
So, pair him with Cat, you know, I think JB can unlock a little bit more from Cat and from anybody. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a fun season, man.
It is. There's going to be ups and downs, but it's definitely going to be fun. And I feel that way about Cat too. Look, Cat's underrated passer.
Yeah.
You know, seems like he's buying into everything as well. So you always want that, especially from a big piece like that you're bringing in, kind of, you know, for him, what was a heartbreaking type of a deal when, you know, he was with Minnesota all his career. Now, all of a sudden, up with the Knicks, you know, in the blink of an eye, pretty much. So, I'm excited for the season, man. I'm excited. And it's been a long time since we've had a player like Cat that can stretch the floor and kind of do a little bit of everything for us at that five spot.
Yes, indeed. It has. All right. Kind of reset the room a little bit. We're talking about, you know, this new Knicks team, this new Knicks season. We're giving our predictions as well. We'll give our predictions towards the end. Appreciate every single one of you hopping in here. And on this Sunday evening, giving us your time. But we opened the pod talking about the Precious Achiuwa injury, down 2 to 4 weeks. So with the depth is kind of funky here. Landry Shamet hurt. I truly do think, Chris, if Landry Shamet didn't hurt his shoulder, he was going to be in the rotation. So
I believe so too.
And the Knicks were showing that. I think the Knicks rotation was going to be versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think that's where they showed us who they that their rotation. You know, Shamet came in the game. Sims came in for like not that long. I think he played only like 10 minutes in that game. Precious, I think that's the game where, you know, we saw the rotation. And now with Shamet gone, Precious gone for a month, you know, guys have to step up. And I truly do think Kolek will step up, or Porty, whether I don't think Dadier will play, Chris. It's kind of like me hoping that Tom Thibodeau will play Dadier, even though we saw good things. But I don't think he will play. I think, if anything, Tom Thibodeau will shrink the rotation. But it's going to look funky for the first month until Precious can come back. And then after that, you know, I think it'll look good. But, you know, we've been saying this. It's like this is all we've been saying is that things will take time. But now the bench unit, you know, I don't know. What's your concern meter with the bench? Like, what out of 10, what would you give? Who would you replace Precious with?
If I had it my way, I think I would take a look at a Huck Porty, man. I liked his energy out there, you know, in the preseason. You know, we didn't see, and it's not like we saw a ton of Huck Porty or anything, but I did like his energy out there. I feel like he's a smart player. Mm-hmm. I would like to see some more of him. You know, I'm just kind of tired of Jericho Sims going out there, and then it looks rough, man. It looks rough with Jericho Sims out there. You know, and you figure at this point, you know, with all the news saying that he's finally having a healthy season.
Yeah.
He had a good training camp, whatever it be. He was practicing jump shots and all that buzz, right? And then he looks the same out there. Not really. Like, he's just a body out there. So I would like to see somebody like a Huck Porty who has, you know, he looks like he has a high motor. Looks like, you know, he's hungry. Why not give that guy a shot early on?
Yeah.
You know, that's who I would like to see. But as far as my concern on the bench unit, I'd probably say a 5 out of 10 right now. Mm-hmm. It's still early. We have 3 open roster spots at the moment. We don't know what's really going to happen, you know, with the Landry Shamet. I know TJ Warren also, again, we don't know what's going to happen, but they've been waived. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a lot of holes to fill for now. But right now, I'm not overly concerned, but I'll just leave it at a 5 out of 10. How about you? How do you feel about this bench unit?
Yeah, 5 out of 10 for me as well. And I want to see Kolek and Okporie out there. I do. Those two have chemistry. They really do. And regarding Sims, you know, we did see some good like offensive rebounding numbers for Sims. I know the Knicks are going to miss that a lot. And we did see some good showings in terms of offensive rebounding from him. But the Knicks have said that they've spent a lot of development time this summer with Jericho Sims. Jericho Sims was finally healthy this summer to, you know, train. And it just, Okporie just came in here during the preseason and looked the part. Like he looked the part. And him and, you know, Kolek, the chemistry was really there, really apparent, and dunking on people. So eventually I want to see Okporie get in there. Not sure if Tom Thibodeau goes that route though. Not sure.
Yeah. It would be nice, but you know, again, if I had to guess, Jericho Sims is gonna soak up those minutes.
Yeah. So I see a lot of Lonnie Walker. We'll talk about Lonnie Walker in a bit. But TJ Warren, I think, TJ Warren. So this is from Ian Begley. TJ Warren will join Westchester. Yeah, he's going to join Westchester, and he'll likely be in the mix to rejoin the New York Knicks during the season. So, the Celtics waived Lonnie Walker, and, you know, I really think the Knicks should give him a look. Yeah. Celtics only waived him because of, you know, their apron situation. So, don't know where the Knicks stand on that one, but hey, doesn't hurt. Get him in here.
I think it would depend on the news on Landry Shamet or whatever materializes with that. Yeah. But, you know, again, with the cap situation or the apron situation with us, I don't know if we're able to get a Lonnie Walker, but I do think he would be a good fit with us. You know, he's young. He could defend. He has, I believe he has playoff experience as well, if I'm not mistaken.
With the Lakers, you know? Yeah.
And then has experience with Mikal Bridges, you know, when they were on the Nets.
Yeah.
So another guy who, you know, I think would come in, and out of all the options available, I'd probably take Lonnie Walker over on Marcus Morris, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like Lonnie Walker's game, and I think the Knicks will look at that. But this is from Bobby Marks. New York is allowed to have fewer than 14 players on their roster, but no more than 28 total days during the regular season and 14 consecutive days at a time. They are currently $3.5 million below the second apron. So the Knicks have to kind of do some cap things around there. But yeah, Lonnie Walker is, to me, an option that the New York Knicks can go in terms of like bolstering their depth, because, you know, these injuries right now are just crazy. They're crazy. So yeah, hit some of these comments. Appreciate every single one of you in here. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. Chris and I just chopping it up, talking about the New York Knicks. Couple of days, that's it. Knicks Celtics. Get pumped. We are ruining ring night in Boston. That's what we are doing.
That is the goal. Ruining
ring night. That is the goal.
I would love that win, man. That would be an awesome win.
Yeah. Oh, man. I would love that win. Mike Woods says, I guarantee an OG 40 piece. That's going to make everyone really take him seriously. Eastern Conference Finals or bust. Can't lose to a team that gets hot in the playoffs. Got to be solid and get the chemistry down ASAP. Yeah, look.
I agree.
Yeah, totally agree. And yeah, Chris, it's like OG and Obi, and I mentioned this in one of my videos. He's like the oil that you need in your car, man. He just makes things run. And is he the most valuable piece on this team? I know we have Cat, obviously Brunson. Now we have Bridges. Is Ananobi still like last year? Is he still the key to it all?
Or I feel like he is. I feel like he is, just because he's all over the court, man. And I know you had a tweet where you were like, OG Ananobi is absurd because the way he plays defense is just not conventional, you know? He's just like reaching here and there, but he still gets deflections, he gets steals left and right. He just always seems to be in the right spot at the right time. And I think, look, you can't deny the impact he had for us last season either. You know, when you couple that together and just look at it as a full picture, this dude is priceless. It just sucks that it seems like he just cannot stay healthy. That's why I'm hoping OG Anunoby gives us one of those rare seasons where he's playing 75 games.
Yeah, just give me 65 plus, man. I know 75 is a lot. Like 65 plus for OG and Obi.
A lot, but, you know, that's what I want.
Yeah, I wanted to. I truly do. But this season is you know, it's gonna take time. But guys, it's gonna be special at the end of the day, which we hope. If not, then that's where we can judge, and that things just went totally left. If something happens, but so let's go to. Hold on. Let me let's go to the. All right, let me go to some of your comments from the YouTube. So this is regarding the Josh Hart. I posted a picture about Josh Hart, about him being lost on offense. And some of your, this is small. Let me try to make this bigger. Let me not hide you. Hold on. All right. This is from you guys on YouTube. This is regarding Josh Hart. JJ says he definitely has to come off the bench, and Bridges better change his shot back because the Knicks didn't trade 5 picks for Bill Cartwright. Josh better come off the bench. He provides explosiveness with the second unit. Then SOTV says start Deuce, perfect for catch and shooting. Yeah, Chris, they you know, the Knicks Nation wants Josh Hart off the bench, man. That's what they're saying in Nick Land.
No, I get it. I absolutely get it, man. Yeah. But I just think you got to have him in the starting lineup right now. You know, it's kind of weird. Weird because, you know, ultimately I would like, again, if we had Dante DiVincenzo still, I feel like that would just cover everything. You could have Josh Hart, put Dante in the starting unit, and it'd be good. I know everybody's over the whole Dante DiVincenzo thing, but
yeah,
you know, I'm still shocked that he got moved. But again, I feel in our current scenario, Josh Hart is just needed, you know, simply because he pushes the pace, can get the board for us. And yeah, man, I just think he fits right now in the starting lineup.
Chris not giving up Josh Hart in the starting lineup.
Can't get Chris there. Can't do it.
Can't get it. It's just gonna be something to watch, something to watch, man. I mean, but it is kind of alarming when you have a player like that just kind of feel that lost. You know, we touched on it earlier, but
yeah.
And look, Tom Thibodeau and the coaching staff are going to have to get kind of funky with the second unit. They're going to have to stagger guys. They're going to have to stagger Mikal, which they've been doing. But at all times, Chris, I kind of want either Mikal and an Obi, Brunson, or Cat on the floor at all times. And that's what that's the luxury that you have with such talent on your team. You can have one of those guys on the court at all times. And it seems like they want Brunson and Cat on the floor mostly at all times, because obviously, for obvious reasons. But it seems like they're going to have that luxury of having them. One at least one of those guys on the floor at all times. And it's just, if the Knicks want Bridges with the bench unit, or if they want Bridges and Obi staggering with the bench unit, or Bridges and Cat, that's what I'm going to watch, those lineups, those different lineups. And that's what I'm kind of like intrigued with as the season goes on.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think I'm thinking the same thing. That's exactly what it's gonna be, especially as guys are getting hurt, you know, like Precious, for instance.
Yeah.
You know, gonna be gone possibly for up to a month. I think you're gonna see guys being staggered with that bench unit and kind of trickling back in the starters little by little, one by one, and then kind of just repeating that process throughout the game. So I think that's the way the Knicks are kind of gonna navigate it, per se.
Yeah.
But you know, again, I'm not overly concerned about the bench unit right now. And again, I'd rather have these injuries happen now than right around the playoffs. Because we all saw last year in the playoffs, we were just dropping like flies left and right.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not a repeat this year.
Yeah. We have a question in the chat. Sharon, appreciate your question. I have a question, guys. What player has a history of not being healthy on the Knicks the most? OG Anunoby, Karl Anthony Towns, or I think that's Karl Anthony Towns, or Mitchell Robinson. Cat was kind of like an Iron Man his first few years coming out of Kentucky, kind of coming out of college. And then last few years have kind of been like these funky injuries. I know he was dealing with a hamstring injury 2 years ago. But out of that group, I would say it's between Mitch and Ananobi. But right now, Mitch is hurt, so I'll go with Mitch.
Yeah, I have to say Mitch as well. Just unfortunately, just it's the norm for him. He's just always injured, always has something happening, you know. OG Anunoby as well has a history of constantly getting injured or getting, freak injuries. Mm-hmm. So it's really them two, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have to lean towards Mitch just because we've experienced it. You know, he's been here his entire career, and it just seems like every season he's been hurt.
Chris, you know who kind of surprised me a little bit in the preseason off the bench?
Kolick?
Campaign. And Paris says it in the chat. Campaign has been the Knicks' best shooter this preseason from three. When we signed him, I really didn't think much of it. Remember, it was like, Dante was on the team at the time. We were like, okay, he can come in, kind of do his thing in case of, you know, an injury and maybe show up in the playoffs like he did with the 76ers. But man, does this guy know? This guy knows how to play, man. Fire and desire, diving for loose balls in the preseason.
Yep.
That's, hey, man. That's New York basketball right there.
I had a feeling, man. I was, you know, when they signed him, obviously, I was like, you know, okay, yeah. Campaign. And then it didn't make sense to me. I was just like, you don't sign a guy like that just to leave him on the bench.
Yeah.
No. And it looks like he's going to have a pretty big role, you know, and I think he's going to be the one of the first off the bench.
Yeah.
He's been playing. And then, you know, that Tibbs has been throwing him out there. Sometimes it looks a little bit funky. Sometimes it looks pretty damn good, but he does all the little things you want out there. He hustles. He dives on the floor for loose balls. You know, he's shooting the ball decently, and he's attacking the basket, which are all things you want, and he's able to play make. So, again, yeah. I think it's a sneaky good pickup that the Knicks made right there. You know, a guy who was a pest for us during the playoffs, and now he's on our side. And, you know, I wasn't happy about it at first, but I'm pretty happy now that he's on our team.
Yeah, it just – he brings so much energy. And, you know, obviously he has a little bit of, you know, chemistry with Mikal. So that's why I think Mikal would be staggered with kind of pain at times. And we've seen that during the preseasons. But, yeah, man, he impressed me during these five preseason games. And, you know, I'm not sure how it'll look in the season, but I'm hoping that it'll look kind of like the same. But, yeah, playmaking, his shooting, and his hustle too. And he's kind of like that guy who – he was chirping a little bit with LaMelo Ball when we were facing the Hornets that I kind of liked. And we kind of need that, man. You kind of need some guys on your team that, you know, don't come in here and do none of those shenanigans. So you kind of need that off your bench, man. That tough guy stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I feel like, you know, and again, I hate to go back to Dante and Julius, but I feel like that's something we lost, you know. With those guys going out. So definitely that's something you need. Somebody who's going to stand up. Another reason why I was, I wanted Marcus Morris to stay around because again, another enforcer type, but yeah, man, again, a sneaky good ad by the New York Knicks with Campaign.
Sharon says the Knicks have a lot of problems. Bridges is not one of them. He will be fine. I don't think the Knicks have a lot of problems. I don't. And look, at the end of the day, the Knicks were like 4-1 in the preseason. I know we faced like crappy teams, but you know, it hasn't looked great. And Cat came out of the preseason with averaging double digit rebounding, scoring the ball. Brunson looks incredible. Anunoby looks incredible. So three of your starters look incredible and they're ready for the season. Bridges will get it going. Josh Hart, I don't know what to think of that situation. I've been wanting to start Deuce, but I don't know if the Knicks go that direction, like we've said. And then the bench is just, you know, taking hit by hit. Sham it down. Now Precious. But at the end of the day, we just have to have faith in the guys, man. Our rooks to show out, and you know, it's we need to have faith in, you know, hopefully Tom Thibodeau can have some faith in them as well. But yeah, I mean, I you know, after that loss, Chris, everyone was kind of like freaking out. I'm like, just relax. I know Bridges' shot is off, looks funky, but it's preseason. Things take time, man.
I wasn't concerned about that loss. It just looked like they were not trying to play defense, you know? I mean, it looked bad, but I just felt like, you know, they were like, all right, we're not going to give 100% out there on defense, mm-hmm. which, you know, I guess is not something you're used to seeing from a Tibbs team, especially in any game, whether it's preseason or not, but that's what it looked like to me. And we've had enough, you know, we've seen enough where this starting unit has looked great defensively. You know, maybe not what they're going to look after 30 games, but we've seen enough where they can definitely defend at a high level. So I'm not concerned about just, what was it, a 1-point loss against Washington Wizards preseason.
It's just how it looked. It's just, you know what I think it is? You know what I really do think it is? I think a lot of Knicks fans fell in love with, for good reason, like fell in love with the team last year. And a lot of Knicks fans didn't like the trade. They didn't want to break up the magic. They didn't want to break up the mojo. So now these guys come in. They're judging these 5 preseason games on how it looks. And they're like, oh, this sucks. Why did we make the trade? This trade is terrible. And look, I get that you don't, like, some fans are not going to feel as connected to this team. It's going to take those magical moments like we had with Dante. And it's going to take those magical moments like we had with Hartenstein. But these things take time. And I think Knicks fans weren't ready for this much change. I wasn't ready for this much change. But yeah. I think at the end of the day, it's the right move. And it will ultimately, when it's all said and done, hopefully we can result in an NBA championship. And I think this Knicks team, with Tinker, with Mitchell Robinson, because I do think that he's a valuable piece to this Knicks team. Maybe you add an addition at the trading deadline, have a couple of great moments with Cat, with Kolek, then everyone will start feeling good. But yeah, that's what I think it is, Chris.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. I was one of them, right? I didn't want the Knicks to trade Julius Randle. We always clowned the Karl-Anthony Towns contract. And who saw Dante DiVincenzo being a part of the deal, you know? Somebody who we thought was untouchable considering what he did last season and how well the chemistry was between him and Jalen Brunson. So I think that, you know, it all caught everybody by surprise. Yeah. And that's an understatement, in my opinion. And I'm still warming up to Cat, you know? But look, it does make us, in my opinion, a more modern offensive type of team. A more prepared team to compete against the Boston Celtics, which ultimately, that's pretty much what the entire NBA is trying to do. You know, match up to the Boston Celtics and be that next team to take them out and win a championship, right? Yeah. So, look, that's the goal. That's what the Knicks are striving for. And it sucks. Yeah, obviously it sucks losing players that you like and players that you didn't want to see traded. But, you know, it's a business. And here we are. Karl-Anthony Towns is a part of the Knicks. And so far, I kind of like what I've seen, you know?
Yeah.
I'll always say I don't like the contract, but, you know, as being a player on the Knicks, he looks pretty damn good so far, you know? There's going to be highs and lows, but I'm excited.
Tony, I'll get to your question in a bit. That's a good question. But, all right, Chris, predictions. Prediction time. You can go first. Where do you think this New York Knicks team will finish? How far do you think they can go?
I think the New York Knicks will finish as a second seed and win over 50 games. I haven't pinpointed where exactly how many games per se. I think I got them, but I'll say 50 plus.
Yeah, I think the Knicks can finish with, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like nuts when it comes to this, because like when I'm driving, I kind of like think like Do I feel like this Knicks team will take a step back? Am I feeling the same as last year? But I love Cat. I love the additions. I love Mikal. But I don't know. I don't want to say that this Knicks team will take a step back. I feel like they can kind of finish where they're at last year. But it all matters in the playoffs, right? I think that's what the New York Knicks are aiming for. And Cat with Brunson and Mikal in the playoffs. I think when the rotations shrink, we're not going to be talking about these rotations. Guys will step up, and I think that's when it matters. And a 7-game series versus the 76ers, I think we can win. A 7-game series versus Cleveland, I think we can win. A 77-game, I think the Heat will have a sneaky good year, though. That's my prediction with Miami. But and then it's just Boston. I think it just comes down to Boston. And we get to see it Tuesday night without Precious. But that's where we can kind of gauge things. But in my car, I kind of like go through my head. And I don't know. I feel like 10% of me, I'm going to be brutally honest with you, 10% of me feel like the Knicks will take a step back this year. And like 90% of me thinks that the New York Knicks will, these trades will work. But there is a part of me that thinks that it's a possibility that we can't take a step back. Just being honest with you guys.
That's reality, though.
Yeah.
You know, we ultimately don't know how things are going to play out. But if you take, you know, these guys' career, Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges, you know, the body of their work kind of tells you that they'll be all right. You know, they'll figure it out. I think they will figure it out. It's just how long does it take them to figure it out? So that's going to be the key, in my opinion, and obviously the health. So there is a possibility where, you know, things go off the rails. It's just hopefully they fix that before it goes too far.
Sherwin said, I had 60 wins before the Dante and Randall trade. Vegas had 53.5. Now Vegas has us at 50 wins. Vegas, the projections, the odds. So Vegas thinks that the Knicks will take a step back. Look, it's a possibility, man. It's a possibility, but I think at the end of the day, you know, come April, you know, March around there when Mitchell Robinson is hopefully back, I think that's when the New York Knicks can kind of hit their stride. Josh Hart can go back to the bench. Maybe you start Mitchell Robinson alongside Karl-Anthony Towns, and you just go from there. Deuce McBride balling out. And yeah, I think, you know, ultimately this will work out at the end of the day. Contract stuff kind of got in the way with things, but that's my prediction. I do think the Knicks can make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. I want them to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, and I think they can. I think it'll be them and Boston, barring anything significant. But the poll is up to 91 votes. How far do you think this Knicks team can go? And the NBA Finals is winning 50%. Eastern Conference Finals, 27%, 13%, second round, 10%, first round. So the NBA Finals is winning the poll. Let's go.
Optimism. I love that. I love that. That's the goal. That's where we want to be.
That's where we want to be, man. That's where we want to be at the end of the day. Mike Wood says, once I seen Cat Brickin and Shamit went down, I said cancel the trade. Once we got chemistry down on offense, we'll be better than Boston. And if we can embody our toughness, we good. Yeah, it's just a range of emotions have been happening during this preseason. I think this has been a lot of stuff going on. There just has been a lot of stuff going on. And now the Precious thing, after Precious has been looking great. So hopefully he's back sooner rather than later. And, you know, then we can judge it after, you know, I want to say 15, 20 games, Chris, but it may take longer than that. It may take 30. It may take 40. It may take 50, you know?
Yeah.
Remember last year, we sucked in the beginning part of last year, and they made the trade for Ananobi, and we were on fire in January. So it's a long season. It's a long season.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people forget that. We were like, it was bad. I still remember that. And then boom. You know, RJ Barrett, Emmanuel quickly gone, and OG Anunoby in.
Yeah.
And we just took off. Obviously this, you know, with the amount of pieces that came in, obviously Cat, Mikal Bridges, you know, it's gonna take a lot longer for that to gel. But again, I have faith that they'll figure it out. You know, they seem to all have been buying into the to what they're trying to accomplish here. And I think it's just a matter of time.
Yeah. Likewise. All right. So here are, Tony asked a question, did you see the question that Tony asked, Chris? It was a good question. We can answer that really quick and get to these NBA ranks. Do the Knicks get to the finals with this team or last year's team fully healthy?
That's a good question because, you know, hey, what? Man, I'll say last year's team could definitely have made it.
Yeah.
If we were fully healthy, that means we had a healthy Julius Randle, healthy OG Anunoby, healthy Mitch, healthy Isaiah Hartenstein. I mean, you got to remember, the majority of the guys are banged up.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, I think that team had a really good shot at it. You know, I mean, we're right there for the Eastern Conference Finals, in my opinion.
Yeah, coach in the chat says both. Both could be true.
It's true.
Man, yeah, that's a really good question, man. I mean, last year, fully healthy with Dante, with Bogdanovich, with Randall, Hartenstein.
Burks.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give the edge to last year's team right now. I will, because we were rolling last year. But, you know, health injuries are a part of the game. They are. So can't really say that. Like, that's why they say if Celtics, you know, they dealt with the Porzingis injury, but he kind of, you know, worked his way back. But they still had Tatum, Brown, Holiday. They were all healthy for majority part of the season. And White. So one of those guys goes down. Who's to say they win the championship? So injuries are a part of the game. But it's a good question, Tony. Thank you for asking it. NBA ranks. So Jalen Brunson made the top 12. This is from ESPN. He is in front of Anthony Davis, Jaylen Brown, Devin Booker, Victor Wembanyama at number 11, Chris. Shout out to JB, man. Top 12? That's big, man. Get to top 10. Let's get to top 10.
Wembanyama 11? Is it too early for that? I mean, I get the hype. I get the hype, man. But, I mean, I don't know. All right. I'm not going to hate on Wembanyama, though.
Nah, don't hate on him.
I just think that's a little crazy, man. That's 11 already.
Don't hate on the alien. Now, Wemby.
No, he's going to be amazing. I'm just saying. Already, he's crazy.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, for JB to be top 12, I think he's top 10. We can get him in the top 10, man. But yeah, I mean, MVP season for, what do you say?
I think it's fair. I think it's fair. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, a specific position. This is all players, right? So I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah. JB, calling for it, man. MVP type season from Jalen Brunson. 28-8 and 40% from three from JB. That's damn. Eight assists. Give me eight, nine assists, JB.
He can do that. Yeah. I think he could do that easily.
He can. All right, Chris, you ready for some trivia?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Those of you just tuning in, every Sunday we do a live stream. If there's a Knick game, though, we've decided not to do a lot. Like, I don't think we should do the live stream because then, you know, I do the post game and it kind of overlaps with the live stream. So the post games will continue and the live streams the podcast live streams will just either be Saturday or Monday. Still trying to figure out the scheduling. But, yeah, let's get to trivia. Let's do it. Well, this is not the trivia. Okay, here it is. That was an old graphic.
Scratch that mock trade.
That was for the summer. All right, let's do it.
Here you go, Ant. How many three-point contest winners have the New York Knicks had throughout the years? And this is strictly the New York Knicks.
I like the direction you're going in. Three-point shooting has been an issue during this preseason. You know, we really didn't talk about the concerns of a three-point shooting regarding the whole Knicks team.
It's true.
Are you concerned about that? No, right?
Nah. I'm just concerned about Mikal a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's it.
How many three-point contest winners have the Knicks had throughout the years? Well, I know Randall did not win. He went there in tried his best. Shout out to Jew. Wow. I don't even remember the Knicks having, if this was in like the last 10 to 15 years, I would remember somebody winning. I know it's not four. I'm going to eliminate four. I don't think we've ever had four 3-point. Did Porzingis do the 3-point contest? Or did it?
I don't think so.
Or did he do the skills competition?
I think it would have been skills.
Did Novak do the 3-point competition?
I feel like he did, but not as a Knick.
J.R. Smith. Wow. I don't think it's four. I think it's either one or two. All right. I don't think Novak did it. J.R. Smith. Did they involve Jeremy Lin in the All-Star fit? No, he never did 3-point shooting. All right, I'm gonna go with one. C.
Final answer.
Oh man, I honestly don't remember any of them, any Knick winning the 3-point competition. But I'm gonna go with one. C. Final answer.
All right, I'm gonna read off to you the participants for the Knicks in 3-point contests. Going back to 1986, Trent Tucker. 1988, Trent Tucker again. 1996, Hubert Davis. 1998, Charlie Ward. 2001, Allen Houston. 2006, Quentin Richardson. 2010, Danilo Gallinari. 2013, Steve Novak actually did. And 2023, Julius Randle.
He didn't win it.
And Jalen Brunson, obviously the latest, but the number of winners is D0.
Zero. Damn.
We have not had one. Obviously, we traded for Cat, who did win one. A little bit of a tricky question, but we haven't had a 3-point contest winner.
Houston.
Considering Steve Novak, even Gallinari, Allen Houston, Quentin Richardson, can't believe we haven't won one, man.
I know, especially Houston and Novak, but it's just Brunson almost got through last year, but
yeah,
just couldn't make it. But wow. All right, so I'm wrong. I go to 3 and 4 on the trivia, and Chris is 4 and 2. Who got it right in the chat? Mike says 0, got it right. Mike. Sharon says 0, got it right. Yeah, so it was 0. 718 thought Tracy McGrady did a 3-point.
I would. That would be great.
Yeah, Dante didn't do a 3-point shooting. Yeah, coach. Was only as a Knick. As a Knick. Yeah, only as a Knick. All right, good question. I got it wrong. Womp womp. It is what it is. Blah blah. All right, so I'm kind of upset because I don't remember anyone winning. I don't. And
you had to go with your gut, man.
Yeah. All right. So, anything else we wanted to touch on? Before we head up on out of here?
Nah, man, I'm sweating right now. Base is loaded and the Mets are down. I need a big hit right here, man.
Checking on the Liberty. What's the Liberty doing right now?
Oh, yeah, I was following that too, actually.
Oh, it's actually tied right now. All right. Ooh. Gotta go watch WNBA Finals. Those of you tuning in later on, you probably know the results. And those of you listening on the audio side, if you were to please leave us a review, and those of you in the YouTube chat, we are on Apple, Spotify. Just type in Knicks Nation. You see, you know, the Knicks Nation logo. We are on Apple, Spotify. And just please leave us a review on the audio side. It really helps us out on that end as well. Knicks basketball is coming soon. I have another video dropping tomorrow, kind of doing a Knicks team preview. So be on the lookout for that. Tuesday, Knicks Celtics. Let's go. Let's get it.
Let's spoil that ring ceremony.
Let's go. I'm excited. Everyone calm down. Things will be all right. and let's go win a damn ball game. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.